Sometimes when a child who's been abused gets to the emergency room, it's too late.
We didn't know exactly what the injury was when he came into the operating room, but he had come into the hospital awake.
Physician Diane Daly remembers a tiny toddler who had been kicked by his father in the stomach.
And my job as a pediatric anesthesiologist is to keep the patient alive while the surgeon is fixing the damage. And in his case, we gave him so much blood and we tried so hard, but the injury was just not survivable. And it was an emotional time because of the type of injury he had and how close in age he was to my own children.
In 2013, more than 1,500 American children died from abuse and neglect. That's the most recent national info available. Last year in Texas, the Department of Family and Protective Services announced 170 children died. It says Tarrant County, which includes Fort Worth, Texas, has one of the highest rates of abuse in the state. That's where Diane Daly goes to work every day. She heads the Center for Prevention of Child Maltreatment at Cook Children's, a hospital in Fort Worth. Daly's been on a mission to train doctors and nurses to recognize the signs of abuse early, like suspicious bruises or marks. But detecting abuse is really hard, especially for infants who may not interact with teachers or nurses familiar with the clues. That's where something called predictive analytics could be helpful.
This type of technology has been used to predict where shootings would occur and other types of violent crimes, but no one had ever applied it to a domestic violence like child maltreatment before.
Here's what Daly's team did. First, they collected data on things like poverty, domestic violence, and aggravated assault. Then they crunched the numbers using free predictive software invented at Rutgers University in New Jersey. It's called risk terrain modeling. It spit out a forecast for likely locations of child abuse in Fort Worth.
And amazingly, we were able to capture 98% of the cases that occurred in the future.
So the technology identified specific locations in advance, actual blocks in a neighborhood where cases of abuse would occur. Predictive analytics is a huge market. It's part of a big data industry valued at $27 billion a year. And it's only recently that these tools are being put to work by nonprofits and local governments.
And we see some positive examples from around the world, in New Zealand, in Allegheny County, in Pennsylvania, in LA County.
UC Berkeley grad student Darian Woods studied how this technology is being used. One success story, Hillsborough County, Florida. After a rash of child homicides there, the government boosted the number of social workers and used predictive analytics to pinpoint the most urgent cases of abuse. Since then, for those under court-ordered protection, the number of child homicides has been zero. Woods warns that could be an anomaly, but that kind of success has caught researchers' attention. Still, even if predictive technology does pan out, there are thorny ethical questions that come with using statistics to judge whether children are safe.
You know, are we reinforcing racial inequities? So, you know, if there are more single mothers in communities of color, then maybe the model might target communities of color more. And so that may lead to more social workers being sent out and more children being taken from homes from those communities.
He points out that neglect and abuse also happen in wealthy communities, places that might not be flagged in traditional risk modeling. In Fort Worth, Diane Daly wants to use predictive modeling to target resources, not people.
So what we've decided to do then, knowing where these risk cluster areas are, we've started to work on how can we align prevention services in these areas where the kids need it the most? And how can we bring programs that will address the risk factors that are the most important directly to the place where the children need it the most?
Daly has big plans for this big data experiment. The next step, use the same predictive software to forecast abuse hotspots in the state's largest cities. For The Pulse, I'm Lauren Silverman.